Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokus podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Ethan, otherwise known as Flubzix of Gaming.
And I am your wonderful, I'm going to go with wonderful today, host, Steven Stevens. How you doing?
Doing well. Just told this to John, but I'm working off of 4 hours of sleep, so I'm doing fabulous.
You know, sleep? What's sleep even good for? Like, your brain... processes shit. We don't even know
your bodily functions. So, like, yeah.
It probably isn't that important.
Probably not that important. You only spend like a third of your life doing it, so it can't be that important.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're just wasting time at that point.
I mean, that's still like a crazy thing to me. That like a third of your life is spent sleeping. Like,
right?
That's so much time wasted. I could be making money.
I could be doing stuff that isn't just laying in a bed in a dark room for 8 hours.
Exactly. I also want to know, like, who was the first to be like, oh yeah, sleeping in the dark is better than sleeping in the light. Like, who was the one that thought about that? It's like, well, in the dark, if my eyes are closed, I don't see as much light pollution. And that's true, you don't. But also, if a murder comes in, I'm gonna die.
I guess because we have the circadian rhythm, and people are like, oh, people get tired at night, so therefore it's probably good to sleep in the dark.
Well, that, but then there's, like, the night guard people that, like, typical Five Nights at Freddy's shift, where it's, like, 11 to 12, or not 11 to 12, sorry, that'd be a really short shift, 11 to, like, 6 or 7 or whatever, and they can only sleep during the midday, because that's the only time they can sleep, so.
Right. Sleep's weird, man.
And then there's the person that thought that Sunday is the beginning of the week. You're just wrong. I'm sorry. You're just morally, ethically, scientifically even incorrect. So,
pretty sure that's a stretch, but
it's definitely not a stretch. What are you talking about? I'm right 100% of the time.
Okay, well, you heard it. You're here first, folks. If you ever disagree with Ethan, that just means you're wrong.
Yeah.
And, I hate bigotry. You just.
And an FBI strike team will be en route to your location if I do catch wind of you disagreeing. So yeah,
it's illegal to disagree with Ethan.
I'm actually the president. I put that into law.
Oh yeah, well that makes sense actually.
But enough about me being president. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm procrastinating on schoolwork.
Nice, classic.
A bunch of stuff today. I haven't started on so. I've been working a lot after this podcast.
Working hard or hardly working?
Well, right now I'm hardly working. But then I'll have to be working hard because I was hardly working. So
right, of course.
Great.
And this is a lesson, kids. Don't procrastinate.
Yeah, I don't know if because we do these ahead of time. In the last couple of weeks, we haven't been recording. So I think this is the first time where, for me, that we've been recording after the start of the school year.
Yes. So, yeah, because I was away for a funeral, and then I got back on a Sunday, so we weren't going to record that Sunday either. So, but that's how it goes. But we had pre-record stuff, so.
So, yeah, you guys didn't miss out on anything. It was just, we were taking a break.
In fact, I think the most recent episode for you guys was the last serious topic episode, which was called... that's a great question. What was it called? I should know the name to these to my, you know, since I'm the one that writes them. Oh yeah, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Why did I forget that one? But that was the most recent Serious Topic episode. Highly recommend you go listen to it. Obviously Serious Topics are kind of one of the more important gimmicks we do around here, outside of John being bald and drinking prune juice. And get him getting stabbed in his dream, of course. So that's one of the more serious things we do, so yes. I definitely recommend you go give it a listen, as well as any others you might be missing.
Hey, basically, if you haven't watched or listened to every single episode of the podcast, then you've got to get on it. What are you doing here? Why haven't you listened to everything?
I got to know, like the average viewer experience. Because, I just referenced three different jokes in the podcast. John being bald, drinking prune juice, and him getting stabbed by his brother. First of all, the latter of them, if you don't get it, you're like, wait, what? John got stabbed by his own brother? That's crazy. I'm calling 911. But
yeah, I gotta look into that episode.
Yeah. So, like, if you don't know where that even originated from, then you're like, wait, what's going on? The other two, like, they're less serious and mostly, obviously, jokes. So, like, it doesn't matter. but you still might be like, what was that a reference to? So I want to know the average viewer experience. I got to get someone who doesn't like watch it all that much, and I want to just see what they think of a random episode I give them.
Right. I feel like that's probably there's two types of podcast listeners, at least from my idea. I've done no research on it, so I can be completely wrong. But there's the people who are like, oh, I really like this podcast. I'm going to listen to every episode every week. And if you're one of those people, thanks for listening.
Yes.
You've done the homework. You've listened to all, like, 200 episodes.
You've done the homework. You're now better than John.
Good job. Good on you. And then there's people just, they'll listen to it every now and then. They'll be like, oh, this is a guy, they talk for a bit, so I'm going to listen to this. And they don't want to listen to every episode, so they, like, miss out on learning jokes. Because the podcast I had listened to, outside of this one, is, like, they have a lot of running jokes, and so if you're not there from the beginning all the way to now, it's like, what's going on? What are you talking about?
Right. I mean, that can go different ways for, like, shows, too. If, like, you miss a show, episode of the show, and they reference a gimmick in that show, and the next episode, you're like, wait, what are you talking about? Because there's people out there that are watching season 2 before season 1. You know they're doing that. Now, I would say that season 2... And I would say that season 2 is like miles ahead of season 1 in my opinion, but still, like, I'd still watch a little bit of season 1 first to get the groundwork and then move into season 2.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, if you watch season 2 before you listen to season 1, then, like, good on you, because it's honestly better, you know, it only gets better as we go on, so. People will be listening in season 4 and be like, man, remember season 2? They thought they were cool, funny, and interesting. Yeah, they think the same. Season 4 is where it's at.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they will listen to season 2 first, then they go to season 1, they're like, man, season 1 kind of sucks. Like, what are they doing? They didn't know what they were doing. Half of these are from Tractable. What's going on here? So, but no, we have our own list now. I've curated and been editing it as we go along. John can attest to that. I've changed the list at least 15 different times in the past month. Whether it's deleting stuff or adding stuff. I always get, like, new ideas from... Sometimes I just get a random idea in my head, like, oh, that'd make a great podcast episode. Like, for example, there's the song... I was about to spoil the episode. I can't do that. I'm not the host. The thing we're doing today is a thing that randomly popped in my head while I was doing something. So I'm like, oh, that'd make a good topic. And a lot of the ones John can see on the bottom of the list are also ones I just had a good idea of. There's one that it doesn't matter who hosts it, but there's one that I want to do coming up really close here, really soon, because it's a really funny and it'd be a really chaotic episode, and I think it'd be great. So John might know what I'm referencing, but because I've talked with him about it before. But yeah, so that's I probably had an actual point to where I was going with this, but oh yeah, it was that if they listen to season 2 and season 1, it's gonna look not as good. So that's why we gotta lower your expectations first, and then we can excel. That's how that works.
Because now that they've heard that, and they're like, oh, well, let's see if it's really as bad as they say, then they do it, and it's great. And they're like, what are you guys talking about? This
exactly.
Is they're every single episode a banger.
Exactly. we gotta give them Stockholm Syndrome.
Exactly. So, if you haven't listened to all of our episodes in order as they release, you gotta do that. And if you don't, you're a fake fan, I would say, yes, I'm judging all of you. Anyways, let's move on. So as I progressively insult our audience more. Do you have a headline for us today?
Do I have a headline for you today? Absolutely not. I'm just kidding.
sometimes you don't.
Sometimes, you know, I just forget. But also, I kind of forgot. There was something I was going to say that happened actually while I was gone. That's what it was. I just remembered. that reminds me of, like, one of the things Papyrus says. Whoopsie doopsie, I just remembered. So there's been a big brand recently that's decided to kind of, quote-unquote, re-innovate to be, quote-unquote, hip with the kids. And it did not go so well. And if you've been on the internet recently, you might know that the brand I'm talking about is Cracker Barrel. They wanted to rebrand their logo, which the logo looked like a 4-year-old made it. I've literally made better logos than that. Cracker Barrel, hire me. Just saying. Anyway, besides the logo, they're also changing the exterior and the interior. And the interior just looks like I'm walking into by a car, to a car dealership. The exterior is whatever. I mean, I still liked the old rustic look with the wood and stuff they had. But exterior doesn't always matter because you're not eating outside. You're eating inside. And then they were, like, removing a lot of stuff from the shop. They're trying to make it more, like, I'm not even sure what they were trying to do with that. I didn't look into that too much. But people were flaming. every corner of the internet was flaming them. And by every corner of the internet, I mean literally every corner of the internet. No one liked it. No one liked their changes that they were doing at all. And when I first saw the logo, I'm like, is this an April Fool's joke? April Fool's has been long gone. I don't know what's, like, is this August Fool's? What's going on here? So, like, but no, they were serious. And like I said, it looked like a 4-year-old drew it. So, sorry, not sorry to that person that designed it, because you can do better than that. Unless it was, in fact, you probably could have done better, but the corporation wanted you to do it that way, would be my guess, is how that works. Yeah, and then when people saw the interior, they were like, this is disgusting, why would you take away everything here? And one of my favorite quotes from this whole debacle is someone saying that the new Cracker Barrel looks like Velveeta cheese from Walmart. That is by far probably the most accurate description of that logo that I can possibly give you, because that's exactly what it looks like. And then another one of my favorite quotes is, they took away the cracker and the barrel, which is really funny. So, yeah, but they have since reverted, actually. They're going back to their old logo because no one liked the new one. So at least they listened in that regard. Now people are still fighting to get them to just stay the way they are. They don't want any changes. New menu items are fine. They don't care about that. But they just care about the whole, like, rustic feel. Like, if you're going into a Cracker Barrel, you want to feel that old Americana thing. You want to feel like you're in a southern state, you know? You don't want to go into one thing and, like, oh, man, I'm in this area that looks like a car dealership. I want to buy a car now. It's like, that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like a typical corporate building. So the internet has succeeded a little bit. They've got it to revert back to their old logo, so they're keeping that. And then, if people, depending on how much people keep fighting for the, interior to go back to normal, then that might happen too. We'll see. But I'm at least glad they're somewhat listening. Cause initially they doubled down before they reverted back to it. But that got people even more upset. And so it's just, it was crazy because this happened all in the span of like a week while I was away, visiting family for a funeral and stuff. So that happened all the time while that I was there. And we were just progressively looking at it together, like waiting for updates and stuff. And, it was a very interesting time. But John, have you, you've seen / heard of that?
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, that's a weird decision. And like, if they were choosing to be like, okay, we're gonna make some new locations, and when we make the new locations, we're gonna have a more updated look to them, but like, all the older locations are gonna stay the same. Like, if that was the decision, I'm not going to the new locations, so I don't care. But to be like, no, we're getting rid of everything we've done before, for no reason. Like, right. Because we can. And I know, like, people are like, oh, well, it's the way it's always been done, and that's not a good reason. But also, because we want to, it's not a good reason to change, you know? If there's something wrong with it, then you should change. Sure.
It's a classic adage of, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. So there's a difference between avoiding change because change is bad and just not changing things that don't need to be changed.
Right. You
know? Like, for example, another company that was like, well, you're going to change our logo and our name from Twitter to X. Like, fucking why not? Because yeah. That makes so much sense.
And now really no one calls it X because it's stupid.
No one cares. No one cares, Elon Musk. You're an idiot.
If and you're like, the only time it's ever called X is if you're on like a professional website or something.
Right. If you're trying to be like, oh, technically it's X, so I'm going to say follow us there. But every person who I've talked to, like a normal person, and that's just called it Twitter. Still call it Twitter because that's what, like, even my grandma knows what Twitter is, you know?
Right. But, yeah, and it was just so interesting to me because, they, like, every person got in on this. Like, celebrities got in on it. The president said something about it, which I wasn't really surprised about. And then there's an official kind of, I don't know who's running them necessarily. I don't know if it's the actual governing parties or whatever, but there's a Republican account and a Democratic account. Both of them agreed that the new logo sucked. And then I think it was Steak and Shake, the restaurant chain. They're like, congratulations, Cracker Barrel. You've done something that's never been done before. You've gotten both sides to agree on something. And I'm like, damn. So. Yes, but like I said, they have reverted, so they are listening a little bit. I would like to see them just not change anything. That'd be my point. Well, you can, like I said, they've been pushing the new menu items. Do that all you want. I don't care. I don't really like go to Cracker Barrel being like, "Ooh, I love this one specific item," because I don't. The Cracker Barrel is like, it's good food. It's decent food. You know, I'm not going in expecting a 5-star experience necessarily, but it's decent comfort food, you know, depending on what you get. I still think their breakfast outweighs literally everything else they have, but whatever. But if you want to push new menu items, go for it. Everyone's doing that because you gotta keep up with the times. You gotta try new things, right? See what sticks. But the actual, like, interior, and I don't necessarily care about the exterior. I still think it looks weird, but just keep the interior, man. Keep all the stuff on the walls. Like, when you go in there, you want to look at all the it's cluttered walls, yes, but that's the entire point. So, yeah.
It looks like, you know, you're stopping at somebody, like, you're stopping at a home, you know? It feels like there's stuff there to be like, oh, this is cool. There's so much personality here with all these different things. It's just a blank wall.
Right. Oh, have you seen the new interior?
I've seen, like, some pictures, and it just looks like a generic restaurant look. And it's just like, yeah.
Right.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I was going to show you one.
What they should do is they should go to, like, classic diner style. That's what they should do. If they're going to change anything. It's change to something people like.
Right. I think it's this one. Yeah, it's this one. So that's the one that I've seen the most of.
What is it? This is dumb. All of it. The weird thing Discord's doing and the picture of it. I hate it. All of it.
Yeah, it just looks like it's so bland. There's like nothing on the walls. There's like one shelf. I see a couple pictures and that's it. And then they got this.
There's so much blank space. What's going on here?
So much empty space, and the walls is a stupid beige looking color. It's so dumb. So I'm hoping that they go back to that too. But I mean, clearly they got pressured into changing back to their old logo. Cause like the CEO or whatever, she went on a talk show being like, oh yeah, everyone loves the new logo. We've gotten so much positive feedback about it. And then literally she just got ratioed by every person on the internet saying, no one likes it. What are you talking about? The only people that might have said they liked it is if they were high or drunk. So, and they couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
So.
It's so crazy when companies will be like, oh, we've had so much positive feedback about this. It's like, what are you talking about? Who's telling you this?
Yeah, who's your, like, insider knowledge?
No one likes it. Right. Like, can you share? Like, cite your sources, bro.
There's a video of someone asking, like, they went into a Cracker Barrel, one of the newer ones, and they said, how do you feel about the new interior? And you could tell the guy was like, I like it. Like, he was he wanted to say he hated it, but because he worked there, he had to say he liked it. Like, to keep his job private. Right. And so he was like, I like it. It's cool. It's neat. Like, that's how he sounded. Like, I'm like, this dude is lying through his teeth right now. He hates this place.
Right.
So, yeah. But we'll see what comes of that.
Indeed, indeed. But moving right along, do you have a email? Or a creative showcase?
You know, that would have been smart, but I am not that thing, so no. And also, we had a pretty long conversation about the headline thing there, so. I will have an email next time, I promise. I did have one, I got an email while I was on, I'm not going to call it a vacation, while I was on, like, the mini getaway, and I read it, I'm like, oh, we should read that in the next episode, and then I completely forgot to send it over to my other email, so whatever. But it's fine. We'll have it. Well, I'll read it next time for you guys.
All right. Well, we'll move right into the topic where we're talking about. We're going to be doing a thing where we show you guys, Ethan will show you his playlist, and I'll show you my playlist for music that we like, and we'll talk about it.
Well, we won't show you.
As well.
We'll tell you, and then you can hear stuff.
Yeah.
That's how
things work. Is we tell you, and then you use your ears to listen to this episode.
So I don't know if the actual episode is going to be called Song Shuffle. Or is it called Spotify Shuffle in the thing? I'm not sure what I called it in the actual list. Yeah, Song Shuffle and then put Spotify near it. So I don't know if it's going to be called that. It's an okay title. I wouldn't be mad at it. But if I come up with something better, I'll use that. But basically, Spotify has a shuffle button, and we're going to press that button, because you always got to press the button. And it's going to play a song, and we're going to have to explain why we like that song, what our favorite parts about it is, like all that kind of stuff. And we're going to do deep dives on the songs. And the cool thing about this is, because it's obviously shuffled, we don't know what's coming next. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Indeed.
Now, John's songs are going to sound a little weird, but that's because he's using his phone to play them, whereas I'm using my computer to play them. So you're going to be, and since I'm the one recording, it's coming directly through my computer, whereas not only is John using his phone, but it's also coming through Discord rather than his computer. So,
yeah. For some reason, I thought you were going to say that John's songs are going to sound really weird, but that's just his music taste.
No. Yeah, so just to keep you informed about how that's going to work, because John's going to go first, because he's those. So that's why it's going to sound a little bit different. Now, another thing with songs, and me and John were actually just talking about this before we started, is copyright with songs is pretty dumb. But I've learned that you can play about 5 seconds, and that's about it. Any longer, and it's going to get copyright strike, unless it's a creator who does copyright-free music. Now, Toby Fox, honorable mention, because you're going to be hearing some of his stuff in my playlist. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's not copyright free necessarily, but he allows you to use it in literally anything you want to use it in, as long as you're not taking credit for it, which, obviously, I have nowhere near the talent to be able to do anything he's doing, so obviously I won't be taking credit for it. So that you'll hear like almost the full length songs of mine, because when it comes to Toby Fox, because he's that kind of guy. Anything else, though, you're probably just going to hear the first 5 seconds, and then we'll cut it off. So, and then we'll explain it afterwards, so it's not just going to be silence, obviously. But that's how this is going to work.
There's the 5 seconds of the song, and that's all you get.
That's all you get.
You get to hear the intro.
You just hear John playing, like, My Little Pony. He's like, I refuse to elaborate.
No, that is not on my playlist. That I'm aware of.
Well, what is on your playlist, John? Awesome segue. Thank you.
Here's the first song. Alright, that's why you get. You don't get any words. That's 5 seconds.
I was gonna say, we didn't hear anything anyway, so. Did you have it at max volume up to your microphone?
I did have it at max volume up to my microphone, because freaking, you don't get to hear that, nothing. But anyway.
Maybe, actually, do you have Crisp on right now? Maybe that would help to turn that off.
Is that in Discord setting?
That's in somewhere. Input mode, voice processing standard. Oh, yeah, Crisp. Yeah, it's under enhanced voice activity. Turn this off may help if your voice is not being detected by the automatic input sensitivity, automatic gain control, bypass system, and audio. So, yeah, maybe turning it off might do something. Because you can always just turn it back on.
Okay, so we'll turn off noise suppression, so you're going to hear a lot more. And I'll replay the song that I just, the whole 5 seconds.
Yeah, just replay the whole 5 seconds.
Hear that?
So we heard like the first 3 seconds, and then it's cut off. So maybe I don't think it matters. So just you just turn your noise suppression thing back on. Yeah, I'd rather hear like a little bit of the song and then it cut out than hear like the background noise and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's fair. So the song that I played, you didn't get to hear like any of it, and even if you did get to hear the 5 seconds, you might not even recognize the song. It's called Johnny Can't Decide. It's part of the musical Tick, Tick, Boom, or at least part of the movie that's based off of the life of the person who made Tick, Tick, Boom. It's the biggest song. It's got Andrew Garfield in the movie. I have a handful of songs from that playlist in here. I quite like it.
Nice. Can't say I've heard of it, but,
Oh, yeah, if you're ever looking for a movie to watch, it's on Netflix. Tick, Tick, Boom. Very good. Like I said, got Andrew Garfield in it.
Does it have Ryan Reynolds in it?
It does not, no.
I can't watch it.
Sadly, they can't. Do you exclusively watch movies with...
Well, I was going to say, I can only watch movies that have muscular men in them, so, yeah.
I mean, Andrew Garfield is kind of muscular. He played Spider-Man.
Well, during Spider-Man he was. I think now he's not... He's not, like, fat or anything, but he's, like, he's in shape, but I don't think he's, like... He's not Ryan Reynolds, you know? That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, that's... Okay. Well, do you have a song for us, then?
I do. So I did a test song, so it's probably gonna try and play that one. But let me skip it, and we'll get this next one going. Ah, yes, Knock You Down. So from what I can tell, John can hear this, so he probably already recognizes this. I'm gonna attempt to talk over it. I think the volume should be fine. In case not, I'll talk louder, because that's how I can do. Oh yeah, I do need to talk a little louder, that's fine. So yes, this is Knock You Down from Deltarune Chapter 2, and this is during the Queen fight, the second half of it, where she's in the big mecha robot and you're in the mecha robot. It's got a really cool beat to it, like in the constant in the back there, and then you have some more like subtle things that are playing, and then you have the main melody which is playing right now. And it's just an honestly really cool song, and they actually, it was so good that they made a rhythm version for, like, the Chapter 3 minigame, the rhythm game there. They made a rhythm version of it, which, by the way, is really hard. It's really hard to play this in the rhythm game, but it's still a lot of fun, and I love that they added a rhythm version of it. From what I can tell, this is just a normal version. I don't think I added the, this is just a normal version. I didn't add the rhythm version, I don't think. But it's a really good song, and I think it's one of the better boss songs in the game, because it's just so upbeat, and it's like, it fits the Queen mecha fight really well. Like, I couldn't really envision another boss song that would fit it this well. So, yeah, that is my synopsis. This is like a 3-minute song, so I'm going to stop it there. But just, you got to hear most of it, because, again, Toby Fox is such an amazing person that he allows us to do this. So, yeah, I gave my piece on it, but John, you should know this one because you played Deltarune, so.
Yes, I heard a bit of it. It's good. I like it. From when I played the game, I didn't hear it because the Discord's weird. I only heard some of it, but.
Really? Because you heard the full. Did you hear the full song when we were testing it?
Yeah, I did. But because it was playing behind you, I think it was like, oh, we're going to focus on this guy.
Oh, maybe that's what it is, yeah. Because, like, I think the crisp thing also does that, where, like, it focuses in on whatever's louder or whatever, or something, whatever it is. But, yeah. That's fine. I mean, you mm-hmm. you got the... If you could hear bits and pieces of it, you probably knew what it was. And I also explained to you where it played, so...
Indeed.
But, you're up next.
Yeah, well, let's see what plays next. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, hey. Hold on. I turned the sound off.
Nice. Good job. Is that the one song?
Okay, so it's actually not Piano Man, which is what it sounds like. It's a parody of Piano Man.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is that one song?
Piano Man is also on this list, so we might see it again.
Oh, really?
But yes, this is Ode to a Superhero by Weird Al, which is about the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. It's Pink and Perry. I have a handful of Weird Al parodies on this playlist, because he does a really good job at taking the original song and not using too much of it in his parody, and making it sound almost like its own song.
Mm.
So
yeah, if you guys listened to, this was 2 episodes ago, I think. It was the Order Up episode, and we had the 2 special guests there. One of them was Cameron, if you actually listened to it. If you haven't, go listen to it. It's one of my favorite episodes. Right now, anyway. I don't think he mentioned it on the podcast, because I don't think it was relevant, necessarily. But he's a massive Billy Joel fan, so he'd be happy to hear that you have Piano Man on your playlist there, so.
Nice.
But I guess that means it's me, because I can't speak on that. I've never... I know Piano Man. I don't know the whatever you just said, so. The Ode to a Superhero or whatever. So I can't really speak on that one too much. I'll stick in the... So another thing to mention, too, is John has one big playlist with, like, 12 hours worth of songs in it, whereas I have multiple different playlists based on what's in them. So the one that just played with the Knock You Down, it's the playlist is called You're Filled with the Power of Great Music, because that's the joke in Deltarune, is you're filled with the power of whatever, like, you're filled with the power of undeserved fame, or you're filled with the power of whatever, like, insert funny joke here. So that's where I got that from. I also have a musical playlist, a surprise mix, and a surprise mix too, the Electric Boogaloo. So I'll probably go through that. I also have a rock and roll playlist, and then I have a couple other ones that I might not even go into just for this specific thing, but, we'll stick in the Deltarune just for one more time, just to see what the next one I get is. I'm very curious. This one I'll just let play for a little bit so John can actually hear it, because if I talk over it, clearly it does not, Discord is like, there's too much stuff going on, we can't handle this! So actually, and again, because Toby's awesome, so he this is fine anyway, but let's see what the next one is. Very curious. Ooh, this one's good. Alright, so this one is called It's TV Time, and again, another boss music. I wasn't expecting to get two boss music right back to back. Here, we'll show it. This is another 3-minute song, so I'll stop it there. But this one's really good. This one to me is a little bit better than the last one that we just did. And it's it fits Tenna so well. Tenna is like so chaotic. He's like, I wouldn't say chaotic evil. He's like, what's the middle one? He's like chaotic neutral. Yeah, I'd say he's probably chaotic neutral, and that's exactly what the song is. It's chaotic neutral. It's so good, and I love all the different. I don't even know how you would make this type of song, because I watched a musician listen to the song. And they're like, how is he making these sounds? Like, even they don't know what's going on, and they're musicians. So Toby has this insane ability to like make music that doesn't make any sense. I don't know if we'll get it. It depends on how much I go into this playlist, but there's a song in Deltarune called The Third Sanctuary, and that song literally switches time signatures like 20 different times. And like half of the time signatures are like time signatures you never really see in songs because they're so absurd. So like he does that type of stuff, and it's really impressive. And this song is one of those things that the time signatures don't go super crazy in this one necessarily, but the, like I said, the musician's like, how is he making these sounds for these instruments? He's like, they're confused. So he has that ability, and this is one of my favorite songs in Chapter 3, if not my favorite in Chapter 3. Maybe. Yeah, it's up there. It's definitely up there. It's in my top 3 for sure, if not the favorite. I'd have to look through Chapter 3 again to make sure, but John, you recognize that one, don't you?
I do, yes. If you've watched my Deltarune videos on Juno's Famous VODs, or watched it on Twitch, humble self-promo there. I think that's one of the ones I'm dancing to.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You also were dancing to... Again, I don't know if we'll get it, but you were also dancing heavy. You were like shaking your head violently to the Black Knife one, the Knight Fight one.
That one's good, yeah. That one is... A good rock song for sure.
If we get that one, or if I get that one after this one, that's 3 boss songs in a row, which is really, I'm not sure if I'm trusting this whole shuffle thing. But
maybe shuffle is rigged.
Maybe it's just Spotify's rigging it. But yeah, all around a really good song, and if you are a Deltarune fan, yeah, it's probably up there for you too. So
fair enough. Yeah, like I said, definitely was a good one from Deltarune. I don't know, like, I gotta replay it after we play my 2 playthroughs and from start to end, be like, what is my favorite song? Because there's so many good ones, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, because I think there's like a total, there's gotta be like a total of like almost 300 songs at this point, which is like triple Undertale, and it's not even done yet. There's still 3 more chapters that need to come out.
Yeah, there's a lot, but there, so far, there's not been like a song in series even though I'm like, man, this sucks. Right. Like, what were they thinking? Like, none of them are bad. They're just some are better than others.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll move right along to my next song. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it. We'll see. That was Without Me by Eminem.
I could tell it was Eminem, but I just couldn't tell what it was necessarily.
Yes. You actually got to hear words this time. Wow.
Crazy.
But yeah, it's, I don't have too many Eminem songs in there, but that's a good one that I really like. So I gotta say about it.
Yeah, it's not the, I'm not the biggest Eminem fan. I really don't listen to anything he does, but to each their own. So I'm not a big rap person. I very rarely listen to rap. So
yeah, that's fair. I've listened to it a bit. It really is like hit or miss for me, because sometimes I'll hear a song and be like, man, this is good. And sometimes I hear something like, this is a big old nothing to me. I'm just hearing sounds.
This is a big old nothing burger?
Yeah, it's all a big old nothing burger for me. And then someone else is like, how dare you say that's the best song I've ever heard? Right?
Right.
Whatever. So it's like I said, it's really hit or miss for me. There's some that have really good wordplay that I really like. And then there's some that I'm like, eh. So yeah, that's all I gotta say.
There you go. Alright, we'll do one last Deltarune song in this, or we'll do one last song in this Deltarune playlist, and then I'll probably, I should move on. I don't want to do just Toby Fox music, but I kind of want to, but I can't. I do listen to other music. I'm not just a filthy casual when it comes to music. Alright, Spotify gods, please give me my favorite song in Deltarune right now. That'd be amazing, because I want to talk about it. Please, just do it. Damn it! It's a good song, no, you're wrong. But so this is actually, before it even happens, this is technically a remix, and there's vocals to it, but I'll let it play. Actually, I probably shouldn't, because this is a remix, meaning I can't play the song for more than 5 seconds. Here, let me, oh my god, it happened. Okay, I'm letting this one play. I'm skipping the last one, because that one's not even technically in Deltarune. Oh, can't hear it, probably. It's not showing, lighting up for him. I'm gonna let her play my favorite part, and then I'll end it there. I love the melody they play in there. So that's my favorite part that I just played right there. This song is so good. This is honestly one of my favorite songs in the entirety of Deltarune right now. And it's the John. On Discord, it wasn't lighting up my thing, so I don't know how much of that you actually heard. But it's the song that plays when you're fighting the Guardian at the end of Chapter 4. And first of all, that fight is insane, because us as Deltarune fans thought we'd fight a Guardian maybe Chapter 7. 6 or 7, because, you know, that's like seemed like an endgame type of thing. But nope, we got in Chapter 4. But the song really embodies this, like, a fight for your life, because if you lose, it's over. Like, if the prophecy is completed, you've killed everyone dead. So it has this dark, intense moments, and then it plays, my favorite part of the song right there that I played at the very end, is the melody where it gets super hopeful and uplifting. It's like, oh, well, we're actually doing some damage to this thing. We can keep going. It's honestly the best, in my opinion, the best, boss song in the game right now. And that's, to me, it's like, there's other songs that are good, don't get me wrong, but this one is far surpassing them to me. Yeah. But, John, how much of that did you actually hear?
I heard little bits and pieces, not much, so.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that, because it's... The last one, it looked like you could hear the majority of it, so I don't know. I don't get Discord and how they work.
Yeah, it's weird.
But do you remember that song? Because you were playing Chapter 4.
Yeah. I think I remember it vaguely. Pretty good. I like it.
All right, famous. What's your next one?
Let's see what it is. If I hit the next button, please. got is I Don't Dance from High School Musical 2.
I'm sure it sounded great, but we couldn't hear it, so it's fine.
You didn't hear nothing?
Well, great. we heard like a little thing in the beginning.
You guys aren't dancing either. it's a good song. It's the only High School Musical 2 song I have on my playlist. I remember when I was a kid, my sister had an album from it, and we would listen to it in the car all the time. So I was like, man, that's a good song. And I also saw the movie a couple times.
Right.
Good. It's basically about, like, hey, you should do this thing that you would enjoy. And they're like, no, I don't do that thing.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't honestly watched High School Musical, but it's one of those things that, you know.
Yeah, it's a classic Disney Channel movie. Like, you're not missing out on a whole lot, but if you watch it as a kid, it's like, well, this is pretty good.
Right, yeah. It's like one of those, like, core childhood memories, but if you didn't have it, you just didn't have it.
Right, yeah. Actually, High School Musical 2 also aired, not aired, but Phineas and Ferb aired for the first time right after the movie. So that's why I remember it so vividly in my childhood, is because it's Phineas and Ferb I watched a lot. And there's actually some Phineas and Ferb songs on this playlist.
Oh, really? So, yeah, there's one, what is it called? There's one that I was considering putting in my playlist, but I didn't know the name of it. I don't know. Maybe we'll get it from John later. We'll see.
Maybe. Maybe we won't, because, like I said, there's like 12 hours.
Of, yeah, you like, have a lot of stuff.
So like half of the play, not even half. Nope, but just not listening to that today.
But yeah, obviously I don't have much to say on it because I haven't watched High School Musical 2, but. In terms of, for me, the next thing we're moving on to, as I mentioned before, I have a surprise mix. This is just, it's called surprise mix because there's all these songs in here have no correlation to each other outside of a couple things. They're like, there's rock in here. There is pop in here. There is instrumental in here. There is, I think there is one rap in here. So, like, this is all, it's just all insanity. There's no, like, structure to this playlist at all. That's why it's called a surprise mix. I don't know what's coming. So it's a double dookie surprise, because not only is it a surprise mix, but it's also shuffled. So, I think I do have to start a song in this playlist and then hit skip, because if I hit skip now, it's gonna play another Delta one, isn't it? Yeah, so that's not how that works. Okay. Spotify, why are you the way that you are? Here, we'll just, No, you don't even get to play. You've been unselected. Let's see what we get. Space. Oh yeah.
It's so beautiful. The elegance. The story of why.
Alright, that's as far as that goes. The Gregory Brothers are awesome, but this is copyrighted. Well, I was not expecting that one necessarily, but that is Space is Cool by Markiplier/The Gregory Brothers. Not Space Was Cool, but that's also on this playlist. Funny enough, but This is Space is Cool, which is the original. Really fun song. I love a lot of what the Gregory Brothers did with Mark and Jack, because there's a Jack one on here too by them as well. It's a really good song, don't get me wrong. It's not my favorite Markiplier song. That one I really hope I get, because I really want to talk about it. If we don't get it, I'll say what it is at the end. But I really want to get it, because it's such an amazing song. It's such an amazing song. So Space is Cool, really awesome song. This was made in like, what, 2016 or something? It's like, it's a long time ago.
Been a while, yeah.
So yeah, it's aged like fine wine. So
yeah, I have Space Was So Cool in my playlist. I don't think I have Space Is So Cool, so maybe we'll hear it twice.
You're also adding a so. I used to think it was Space What or Space Is So Cool, but this is just Space Is Cool and Space Was Cool. There's not a so in there.
I thought was Space Was So Cool, because nope. That's the line in Space Was So Cool.
You're right, and that's why I thought it was kind of that, but I'm looking at it right now, it's Space Was Cool, just that's it.
Wow, can't believe fake fan for me.
I guess. John's faking it till he makes it, guys.
But I have Space Was Cool in my playlist.
Yes, I have that one as well. Yep.
Yeah, maybe if the stars align, we'll hear that one too.
That'd be really funny.
No, might not hear it at all.
If the literal stars align, was that on purpose, John?
I'm going to play my next song now. I don't hear that.
We heard absolutely nothing. It sounded like pure silence. That's my favorite song. How'd you know?
Yeah, that one's called Crickets by The Outdoors.
Is it literally just the sound of crickets?
No. Okay. It's called Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. It's the only Rihanna song I have because it's in Wreck-It Ralph.
Is Shut Up and Drive a thing of Shut Up and Dance? It's gotta be, right?
No, it's just about driving. It's definitely not about driving, but you can pretend it is. And that's what Wreck-It Ralph does, but it's definitely about something else.
Which came first? Because if it's Shut Up and Dance, and I swear it's obviously not a reference necessarily, but I wonder if one inspired the other.
Yeah, let me Google that.
Well, while you're doing that, I have no things to say about that because I don't listen to Rihanna whatsoever. So we're going to play my next song. See what we get. Rick ears. Yep, this is fair.
Dropping it over here, where everyone's gonna drop bombs away.
I'll play a little bit longer the Gregory Brothers because I feel like they'd be the type that wouldn't care necessarily. But that is called Dude's a Beast, and I literally just referenced this one because I said there's one about Jack in here as well. This is by the Gregory Brothers again, but it's Jacksepticeye that teamed up with them this time. It is a Fortnite song, and I hate Fortnite with a passion, but the song is good. I love the chorus. One of the chorus lines is, "Can't we just kill each other in peace?" It's really good. It's one of those songs that, like, this was one of the ones I had to warm up to, actually. When I first heard it, I wasn't the biggest fan, actually. But then I kind of heard it more and more, and I kind of warmed up to it, and I actually started liking it. So now it's actually in the playlist, because before, it was one of the recommended things Spotify was like, you want to hear this, right? It's not in your playlist, but you want to hear this. So for the first time in history, Spotify actually gave me a song that was recommended to me that I actually put on the playlist. So there you go. That's the first time for everything.
Nice, nice. And I got back to you on the release dates for those two songs, and the Shut Up and Drive was first in 2007.
Really?
And Shut Up and Dance was in 2014.
So Taylor Swift's the imposter. I've understood.
I think so. I think that's unrelated.
What are you talking about, John? I saw her vent. She was trying to get the... I don't know. I was going somewhere with that.
All right, well, okay then.
Play your next song.
Yeah, better not. My next song is this one. That's all I get.
we heard a little muffled thing, and then that's it.
I love how it gives you 5 seconds, because most songs don't even start by the 5 second mark, because it's just,
I
like,
think that's the point.
So it's amazing. But that's I Will Go Sailing No More by Randy Newman. It's in Toy Story, and it's about giving up on your dreams.
Oh my god. That is not what I thought you were going to say. It's about giving up on your dreams. Damn. So is it in Toy Story the first one or the second one, third one?
Yeah, it's in the first one.
Where does it play?
It plays when Buzz is like, oh my goodness, I'm actually a toy. I'm realizing this for the first time ever, even though I've been told this multiple times already.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, I'd probably recognize it if I actually heard it, because I did watch Toy Story. I watched the first three, because after, three was, the perfect movie end on, and then they're like, let's tarnish this legacy that we have. Because isn't there a fifth one coming out? It's like, why?
Yeah, what's the point? I watched the fourth one. It's alright. It's definitely not as good as the first three. If five continues that trajectory, I'm going to be not disappointed, because I kind of expect at this point, but I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah, you've gotten to a point where you expect disappointment.
Yeah.
But moving on to my next one, let's see what we get. Oh man, this is going great.
In my heart, I'm not afraid of death. In the cold vacuum of space.
I'm gonna let this one play just a little bit because it's the Gregory Brothers. It'll be okay.
I'd have to see the entire multiverse erased. The pyramids, Orion's Belt. Spider-Man 3, all gone. We've seen the final sunset. This time we can't respawn.
Okay, I know, I shouldn't stop it there, but I do have to. It's really a toss-up for me, because this one is probably one of my favorite songs by the Gregory Brothers / Markiplier. This is such an awesome song. And also, I've learned to sing it. I can actually reach Mark's, Mark is like a, he's gotta be a tenor, because he goes really high for some parts, and he can go really low for some parts. And that's typically what tenors can do. They're kind of like the middle child, so to say. Because sopranos are super high, altos are a little bit like, middle children as well, but they don't go as high usually. And then obviously baritones are the low ones. But I've always been a tenor, and I think I found out from other Mark's songs that he was a tenor as well, and so I've actually learned to sing Mark's part in this, so I can actually sing it pretty well. Will you be getting a sample? Absolutely not, but that's besides the point. But yeah, The Last Goodbye by Gregory Brothers and Markiplier, probably my favorite song. If it's not this one, it's I Don't Want to Be Free, which that one's another really good one. That I find myself singing often, because it's so ridiculously stupid. It's just a fun melody within that song as well. It's really, again, Spotify's shuffle. I'm not really trusting the whole shuffle thing. It's working in my favor, because I've gotten three Gregory Brothers songs back to back now. I've gotten the, Space is Cool, the Dude's a Beast, and then The Last Goodbye. There is two more on here, so we could get them. It'd be really funny. But yeah, so John, yeah, it looks like you could hear the Mark singing there. It didn't look like you got the instrumental, but that's fine. You still knew what it was.
I hit that one pretty clearly. It's pretty good. I like it a lot. It's on my playlist as well. And one day, me and my family would do, and I sang that song.
So. Wait, you cut out there. Say it again.
I hate Google. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but just wanted to know. I was saying that one time my family and I did karaoke, because my mom got a karaoke machine for Christmas one year, uh-huh. And so I sang that song.
Oh, really? Nice. Because you were a baritone in school, so were you able to reach Mark's high notes?
His high notes are kind of like I can barely get there if I'm warmed up.
Okay, because I didn't know if you had to go in like into your like falsetto voice to get to where he is on his like higher notes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a stress for me, but the low notes I can do great.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say the low notes you probably the low notes you excel at probably more than I do. So we're on the opposite side of the spectrum, because I can probably reach the higher notes more, but you can probably reach them more, or like I can reach the higher notes more comfortably, and you can reach the more lower notes more comfortably. So
yeah,
but I think it's time for your next song, Wynn.
Yes, let's see what you guys want. I don't know if you heard any of that.
I did hear it. It was muffled, but I did hear it.
Wow. That's My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay. I do know that one. I don't really listen to it, but yeah, I do know what it is.
I quite like it. Pretty good. I feel like it might... I don't know anything about the singer. This is like one... I think I listened to this song, one other song of his. But, you know, pretty good. I like it. I first heard it on The Good Place.
The Good Place. Is that one show where they're, like, trapped in purgatory?
Yep.
Okay, that's it. I've heard of that one. It seems like a good show, but I haven't really watched it.
It's a very good show. I quite like it. I would say it's worth a watch if you haven't seen it.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't really speak on the song itself, though, because I don't really listen to it that much, but I do know of it. So.
Right.
Should I stick? I'll do one more song in this place. If it's Gregory Brothers again, I'm walking out of the room. Because there's only two left of them out here. Because it's the last two songs of Mark. Actually, yeah, no, it's two. Yeah, I can count, guys. I can count to two. Trust me. But let's see what this next one is. Okay, that's probably heavy copyright. So that's the first 5 seconds. So this one's an interesting one. I think this one's like one of the most indie songs I have on my playlist here. It's where'd it go? It's called Getting Older Scares Me to Death. That's the actual chorus, too. And it's kind of like a nostalgic song. Not in the sense that the song itself is nostalgic, but the song talks about nostalgic stuff. And kind of about how the good times flew by too quickly to realize what was going on. Like, and one of the quotes I read the other day was like, it's a really sad quote. It's like, I wish there was a way to know that you're in the good times before you leave them. And like that was like, damn, that's a good quote. That's not the reason I have the song, obviously, but it's one of those things. I heard this song while I was watching some like nostalgic videos, and I was then playing in the background, and I shazammed it, and I figured out that's what it was. So it's by, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, Davin. It's D-A-V-V-N. So the only vowel is the A. So I think it's Davin. I don't know. But they are, I think they're probably one of the more lesser known creators, musicians on this thing that I got here. So yeah, but you know how it is.
And if I don't much to say.
Unacceptable, John. How could you not hear every song that I've ever listened to? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I gotta get on that. Listen to every song that's ever existed, so I can hear them all. I'm only making my way to my playlist. So.
well, speaking of your playlist, what's the next one?
The next one is this one. Yeah.
The first second sounded like a duck noise, and I wasn't sure what happened.
Yeah, this is the duck song.
That'd be great. That'd be amazing.
I don't think that's on here, but I might put it on.
I should put it on mine, actually. That's a really good idea.
But it is To Be Better by Miracle of Sound. I think I actually mentioned this one, The Situation.
In the Power of Music episode?
Could be wrong, though. So don't quote me on that one.
All right, writing it down. We're quoting John. He said this exact thing in this exact episode at this exact time. And if he is wrong, then we get to send him to the wolves.
Yes. So, you people at home, if you haven't listened to that and you don't know if I'm telling the truth, you gotta go watch it and report back to us.
Report back.
But no, that's the song is. Like I said, the Miracle of Sound, it's a YouTuber, musician who does a lot of video game songs. This one's about God of War, because To Be Better is like basically entire, like.
Oh, you know, you did talk about this.
How great is learning how to be better.
Yeah, you did talk about this. I remember that exact name, so yeah.
Yes. So, there's a couple of his songs, so I might have been talking about a different song. But, it's probably. I quite like it a lot. That one and the other God of War one that I have. I don't know if we're going to get to it today, so I'm not going to say. But this one, I would say, is one of my favorites of this artist. That's definitely something I can speak to. Because I haven't heard all of his songs, obviously. Because like some of them are bad games that I've never played. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch that.
Right. That's fair. Yeah, I don't know that song, so I can't really speak on it. Again, I need to catch up with the times, apparently, but, you know.
Yeah, you gotta listen to every song that's ever used as well, so.
Yeah, it's like a two-way street, right? Surprise Mix 2 is not actually really done just yet, so I'm not gonna move over to that one. Well, I have so many, like, different songs on Surprise Mix, though. I'll keep going. Let's see what this next one is. This is not a song that's on my playlist. Okay, this one is. John's not gonna hear it because it's soft at the beginning. I've noticed that if it's too soft, he can't hear it. I'll let this one play a little bit because this is actually a remix of a song that already exists. I'm gonna try and skip to one of my favorite parts because this is like a 5-minute song. I don't know the parameters on which John can hear it. It must have to be like the bass or something. It has to be loud enough. Okay, did not skip far enough. Where is it? Towards the end, I know. Oh, here it is. So I'm under there because I can't play the whole thing, obviously. And like I said, it's like a 5-minute song as well. So this was called All in Jest, and John probably heard basically none of that because I don't know. Like I said, I think the bass or something has to be loud because the song itself was loud and it still wasn't coming through, so I don't know. But it's called All in Jest, and it's a jester mashup. And if you don't know what that means, I don't blame you, because when I first saw this, I'm like, what? So Jevil is a jester. There's also, I don't know their exact names. There's a jester from Paper Mario. I forget his name. I don't know his name. It's like, starts with a D or something, I think. He's a jester as well. There's also a jester from Kirby called, Marks, I think is his name. Not Karl Marx, that's something else. that's communism. No, they're just like Marx. And then, I don't know, there's another jester in here that I don't know their name, but they're from a different game. And then there's Pomni, who's from, The Amazing Digital Circus, which, by the way, if you have not seen that show, what are you doing? So she's a jester as well. And there's five of these, there's five jesters in this song, and they're all mashing up it with their song. So they made all their, like, boss, not like boss names, because Pomni's not evil. But it's like, they mix all their, like, core themes together to make a brilliant song. And it's really well done. I listen to this one quite often because it's so fun. It's just instrumental. There's no lyrics or anything. But it's really fun. It's by Noteblock, who's a really, really good independent artist. So go check him out.
Yes, I've heard of some of his songs.
Like which ones?
Well, the Paper Mario guy. I know him, and I know Jevil.
Oh, do you know his name then? What's his name? It starts with a D, doesn't it?
It's gone.
Here. Well, you need to do one last song. So shuffle whatever. So you get to shuffle one more time, my friend, and then I'll research it while you're doing that.
Well, hopefully this is a good one, and hopefully you can hear it.
So we did?
We
did hear, but it was muffled.
Yeah, so it's going to be muffled, apparently. That's Strange Things by Randy Newman. Also a Toy Story song from the first one.
Okay, I got I got the information on the character name, and I knew it started with a D. It's Demento, which I should have known because it's a reference to Demented, which is why he's crazy. So I understand.
Makes sense. Yes, but yes, Strange Things. It's about how freaking stuff changes, and it sucks sometimes. But you got to deal with it.
You have a lot of, like, really interesting song themes in your playlist. Like, yeah, the first one was, like, giving up on your dreams, funny. And then you have, like, oh, you can give up on your dreams, but you just gotta get over it, you know.
Right. It's such an interesting thing with my playlist, because sometimes there is, like, the actual song is, like, there's some sort of, like, interesting themes there, or, like, just deep personal reasons why it's in there, and then there's one song. Well, that was my last song, so I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna hide it from you guys. It's a Daniel Thrasher song called "The Wiener Song," and it's about a wiener.
Oh,
it's just because it's funny.
You don't say.
But yeah, it's just like the juxtaposition between. Oh, that's an interesting scene there. That's an interesting reason why you have that on there. In other words, it's like. Because they said wiener.
Nice. But yeah, for my final thing, I'm actually going to switch the playlist over to my musical playlist, because I have an entire playlist dedicated to musicals. And I only get to play one. I only get to shuffle once. But we'll see what we get. Pretty much everything in here is by the same person, or by the same group, actually. There's a couple that are from someone else. But well, it depends on what we get, I guess. Actually, there's a good amount that are by someone else. So you know what? I'm gonna stop talking. And we're just gonna. I have to play one song. So sorry, it switches the playlist. I'm gonna play a song that I really. I mean, this is a good song, but I don't really want to get it for this particular reason. Pause. Okay. Someone might know. The crazy thing is, someone might know what the group I'm talking about just from those three notes of that song. So if you've done that, congratulations. You watched it on YouTube. But anyway, let's hit this shuffle button, shall we? I love to shuffle. This is an ad. I can't believe it. I'm being... You know what? You guys don't get a last song. I'm just... That's, yeah. I do not have Spotify Premium because I just don't feel like it right now. Actually, you know what? I think this works. I think if I'm big braining, I have the biggest brain. And as I said in the beginning of this episode, you cannot tell me otherwise. So this should work by all logic. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to see jazz, John?
What?
What do you mean? Sure, you should know. Okay. This is about to be the biggest brain move the biggest brains have ever seen. Your brain is about to expand when you see this genius that I'm about to pull off. Are you ready for this? I don't think you, Johnny, you're not sitting in your seat. You need to sit. You need to sit harder in your seat because you're not ready for this.
My butt's firmly in the chair.
So let's see. Does this work? Oh, I'm too good at this. I'm gonna let this play for a little bit because these people are really awesome as well, just like Toby. Again, I don't know how much of this is John's gonna hear.
Where does someone place the blame when everything is falling? When down is up and dark is light and silence is squalling. You cannot run your demons while you're still too busy crawling. The snake who ate his tail derailed by destiny a calling. Where does someone hide from all the evil they're creating? The murderous monstrosities, atrocities in waiting. Now time is short, the line is long, a foe's anticipating. Your topple from atop it all, the blow most devastating. Wrath and rage and anger couldn't quench what I was feeling. Burning hotter, only solder, never healing. But molten metal hardens and my fracture started sealing. While you continued melting and your mass continued sealing.
So you stand in my way. Force my hand and you'll pay. Dark dreams, those are what made us wrong. Rage, since they betrayed us.
I gotta stop it there, but this one, I'm glad we got this one as my last song, because this one's really good. So that is a FNAF song, which you might not have honestly been able to tell necessarily from just the lyrics, but it is a FNAF song. It's FNAF Shadows of Agony, and it's by Random Encounters, who is a really amazing group of people that make a lot of musicals, and their majority of what's in this playlist is Random Encounters stuff. There is a couple... that is by someone else. But I'm glad we got this one, because this is honestly one of my favorite songs from Random Encounters specifically. So, yeah, this was the two voices you're hearing is the female is Vanny, and the guy that's like, you're standing in my way or whatever, is Glitchtrap. So it's like their kind of feud that they have in this, series. So, it's a really awesome song, and I also find myself singing to it. I can actually sing both parts. The female, her name is Ash, I believe. Yeah, Ash Rose. She has one line which is way too high for me. I cannot go near it. So when that happens, I just pause for a second and then continue on afterwards. I believe, yeah, Casey is the guy's name. He's awesome. He's in a lot of other projects made that they do with, Random Encounters. And, his voice is like super, he's baritone for sure, but I can reach most of what he does. John would actually be very good at mimicking his voice because he's a baritone through and through. But I can still reach Casey's level of stuff there. So, but it's a really good song. And if you have not listened to this FNAF Shadows of Agony song, I highly recommend you do it.
Okay, nice. I haven't heard that song, so I have homework to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say it looked like it was showing most of it for you, so hopefully you heard most of it.
Yeah, I did hear a good amount of it. Probably good. I didn't even know it was FNAF song. So, actually, it sucks. Because I hate FNAF, as everyone here knows. So Only played most of the games.
Yeah, it's the Shadows of Agony. You can listen to it just in the music video, or if you want to listen to it in the actual actual musical, then you can do that too. In the musical, they have conversations, I think, in the mid part of it, so you don't hear the entire song all in one fell swoop. So it depends on how you want to do it. I personally like watching the musical, and then I'll listen back to it and just listen to the music part of it. But you know,
that's right. I actually have a couple musical songs on my playlist, so we didn't get to any of them, but they're there. I got a couple from Into the Woods, if you've heard that one.
Do you have any from Fiddler on the Roof?
I do not.
Unacceptable.
Yes. Indeed.
But yeah, John, I think... I should have told you this so you remembered. But you could have gave me points for like how much you liked the songs or something. Just for fun. But you probably forgot to
do that. Yeah, you know, you say that, and I forgot. So you get 0 points for being
stupid. Damn it! Stupid! Wait a minute! But if I have 0 points, and there's no one else that has any points, then I win by default, right?
No, I got 1 point for being awesome.
Alright, I'll see you guys later.
I'm just kidding, though. I didn't keep track of points because I forgot completely about it. Some music today. So you win and you get to be host next
time. Yay!
Yippee!
But do I get a winner's speech too? Oh yes, I get a winner's speech.
You do get a winner's speech.
I would like to thank the Academy, my mom, my dad, my grandparents too. That one guy from Walmart. Like I said, the topic that we just did was Song Shuffle. It came to me in a dream. I'm just kidding, it did. But it came to me just randomly as I was listening to music on Spotify. I'm like, oh, you know what would be kind of fun is like shuffling each other's playlists and just, well, we didn't shuffle each other's playlists, but we shuffled our playlists and just had to deal with whatever song we were given. Except for the one time where I got a song that wasn't even on my playlist because Spotify's like, oh, you wanted to hear this garbage, right? I don't know if it was actually garbage. I didn't give it the time of day to tell. But it just wasn't on my playlist, so I wasn't going to be able to talk about it. But it was interesting being able to mostly hear John's songs. It was muffled most of the time, and then sometimes we didn't hear it at all. But, you know, it exists. And then that happened to John for sometimes, too. He heard a couple of mine pretty clearly, and then there's a couple that... It's like the bass or something wasn't loud enough. I don't know how that works. But whatever.
This goes weird.
Yeah. You know what? The thing we should say is, out of the songs that Spotify gave us, what's our favorite out of the ones we were given? So I'd say... Ooh, the favorite? You know what? The Last Goodbye. It's just such a banger of a song for me. So that'd be my favorite out of the ones that I was given. Shadows of Agony is a close second, though.
Yeah, I don't know what I would say from what was my favorite of the ones we got. To Be Better, I think, was really good. It was just in my brain and then left. It must not have been that good. So I'm gonna say To Be Better. If I had more time to think about it, would change my answer. But that's what I'm saying. It's also like a very low, deep sound that the singer has, and I can sing that easier. So I like it better.
Right. But I think that's my winner speech. So if you want to end off the episode, then go right ahead.
Yes, well, thank you guys so much for listening. If you liked it, I immediately was going to say, if you liked it, go leave a like and comment. completely lost my train of thought. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked. We've been doing this for 5 years. Not five years.
That's not there yet.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a comment. Wait, if you want to find myself, you can find me at Jeebins Feebins over on Twitch and YouTube. I also have a VOD channel on YouTube, so it's Jeebins Feebins VODs. And basically everything I've been streaming for the past like 2 months or something like that just goes up on the VOD channel. Not necessarily on the VOD, it'll be there soon. And if you want to find Ethan, find him over at FlabsXZGaming over on YouTube and Twitch, but he doesn't stream so much these days, but I don't know, maybe he listens to 20 and he's gone back to streaming. I don't know.
Yeah, eventually I will, but not right now.
So you can also find us over on X or Twitter, as I call it, because I'm not an idiot. at the Provokers Pod, and Instagram at the Provokers Podcast Official. You can also find us over on Patreon, where we have a variety of tiers that you can check out, ranging from $1 to $100. And the more you buy, the more you get, obviously. So it's all dependent on what you personally want to go towards that. And you can also find the extended cut episodes, where it's usually like a 30-minute-ish segment that just kind of lets you get... It's very different, no winners, no losers, points, nothing. We're just chilling, talking about something that might not be long enough for a full episode. So if you want to check those out, those are $3 for the first five, and then after that they're $5 because you don't want to get your toes in before you get into the meat and potatoes, as they say. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys next time.